Hello. This is Innes. I have to be safe. I was thinking I will just, hopefully help y'all go to sleep by reading you a little bit of, Calvin Hobbes. So, by Bill Watterson. So, we are going to be reading Weirdos from Another Planet. So, I have no idea if this will be entertaining or fun, but we'll see. So, Calvin, let's see here. There's it. Calvin says that he'll get it, and he goes and he looks out the window, and in the next panel there, has a very, very, very worried look on his face, very scared, and he says, "Hobbs, quick, close the curtains and help me prop furniture against the door. It's Rosalind." Now, for those of you who don't know, Rosalind is Calvin's babysitter, and he to be fair, she does not like him particularly much. They're kind of like oil and water. And so, Calvin is justifiable not liking her coming. Okay, now, that was the first comic. The second one here, man is writing to Australia on the side, but he has spelled Australia incorrectly. It's O-S-T-R-L-Y-A, not how you spell Australia, but it's okay, it's okay. I don't think that had he spelled it correctly, it would have worked anyways. Calvin gets inside with the box with Hobbs, and Hobbs is now in Hobbs' normal looking form, where he's not an actual living tiger. He's just a stuffed tiger, and he says, "Just put us out by the mailbox, Mom." His mom says, "Stop being silly, Calvin. Where's Rosalyn? I thought you said she was here." And Calvin says, "As far as I know, she's still on the front porch. Why?" And then Calvin's mom, who is now, her face is very surprised and possibly angry, he says, "You didn't even let her in." For the next comic, Calvin's mother is letting Rosalyn, the babysitter, in. And she says, "Come in, Rosalyn. I'm sorry, we didn't realize Calvin hadn't let you in." And Rosalyn says, "That's okay. It wasn't too cold and wet out." She put an emphasis on too cold and wet. She's very angry at Gal. And the mom says, "We're late. Help yourself to anything in the fridge. We'll see you at 10. And the next panel is a dripping, wet Rosalyn staring angrily. this isn't the way Mom fixes it. I like it the way Mom does it better. And Rosalind, in the next panel, yells so loudly that Calvin's hair flies back a little bit. I'm not your mom, alright? Calvin then says, no kidding, my mom loves me more than life itself, and she lets me do anything I want, not like you, you nasty old barracuda. And Rosalyn does a little facepalm thing and says, I can't believe I postponed a date for this. Now, the thing here is that Calvin actually generally does not usually like what his mom has prepared for him anyways, so he's kind of lying to the babysitter. He usually complains about what his mom prepares, the same way that he is doing for Rosalind's dinner, so I think it probably wouldn't have mattered what Rosalind had made or how she made it. He probably would have come up with some sort of excuse for not liking it, no matter what. Okay, for the next comic here, we have the phone ringing. It's going ring, ring, and it's jumping off the podium, and Rosalind says, I'll get it. I think it's for me. And so she sits down on the couch, and she is talking on the phone. She says, hello. Hi, Charlie. Thanks for calling. Yeah, this little freak's driving me up the wall. What? No, I, and then Calvin has gotten on the other phone, and he says, Charlie, this is Calvin on the other phone. Listen to me. Your girlfriend's a sadistic kid hater. Don't ever marry her. She'll be a terrible mother. She... Uh-oh. Gotta go. Which I'm assuming is Rosalind coming to grab Calvin, because the next panel has Calvin already in bed yelling, after Charlie dumps you, he'll thank me. So Calvin obviously did not get away with messing with Rosalind's phone call. So in the next comic strip, Calvin and Hobbs are angrily sitting in bed. Hobbs says Rosalind sent us to bed, and it's not even our bedtime yet. And Calvin says we've got to escape. So they start whispering to each other. Calvin says, here's the plan. You start moaning, and when Rosalind comes in, I'll throw this blanket over her. We'll tie her up and make our getaway. Got it? And Calvin and Hobbs says, got it. And so in the next panel, Hobbs is moaning loudly. He's going, rawr, 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 rawr. And Calvin says, Rosalind, come quick. There's something wrong with Hobbs. Rosalind says, right, Calvin, what should I do? Call a vet? Calvin says, no, just come up here and close your eyes. So he's hoping to catch her in the trap. So the next comic, the dad and mom are coming home. So for the next comic, the dad and mom are coming home, and the dad says, we're home. Rosalind. The mom says, how was Calvin tonight? And the response is Rosalind just looking really angry. She's got a mad face and her arms are crossed, and the dad says, oh, is this that bad, eh? And so as Sybil, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed my reading of Calvin Hobbes. And I guess if you would like to hear more in the future, just let me know in the comments. Okay, good night, audio lovers. Bye. Bye-bye.